Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a brand new book for you called My Book and Me. My Book and Me was written by Linda Sue Park and it's illustrated by Chris Roshka. And it is read today, my friends, not just by mommy. Oh no, we have guests in the room with us today, ladies. Let's go around the room. First we have Amelia. And then we have
Kendall,
and then we have
Philip.
It's just Philip today.
He's never Philip.
What a wild day! And then we have
Jeanette,
and then there's Mommy kicking it here with you guys today to read My Book and Me, and I am so excited to share this.
With Jeanette. Mm-hmm. Mommy times two.
Yeah, she's a good mommy. She's got two girls here to mommy.
Mommy hashtag two.
There's always more than one mom wandering around saying, hey, you guys, mind your business. We work together in teams. All right. So let's explore this book and see what the story is, shall we? Mm-hmm. When we open the page, the first page, we see a girl with an umbrella. And it looks like it's raining. She's got her red rubber boots on and a big blue umbrella and a yellow raincoat. And she says, this is my book, my favorite book. I carry it with me wherever I go. Her book is green, right? I wonder what it's about. Well, when we turn the page, we see another kid in, it looks like some red pajama type things, but he's got a backpack on. And in his backpack is also a book. And he says, there's jam on the cover from yesterday's toast and crayon inside from when I was little. Oh, have you ever done that? Have you ever colored on a book on accident? I feel like a lot of people have, so you're not alone. Oh, look at the next page. We can see this kid also has a book, and this kid is not alone. He's got a grandma with him. And he says, I read it alone. We read it together again and again, and please, just once more. Do you have a favorite book? One that you could read over and over and over again? I do too.
Dog Man series. Those like, classic novels are bomb.
They're bomb. I like that too. The
if
dog.
If I ever met Dave Pilkey, mm-hmm. I'd give him 5 stars.
You would give him 5 stars? That's impressive. Okay. What about you, Kendall?
I like Diary of a Wimpy Kid or Harry Potter.
Oh, those are both great books. What about you, Amelia? Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Well. What about you, Jeanette?
Oh, I highly recommend Chicken Soup with Rice.
Chicken Soup with Rice. Not only is it a good dinner option, but it's also a good book to read. I'm a partial to The Pokey Little Puppy, and do you know The Pokey Little Puppy has strawberry shortcake for dinner one night? Dessert? I say that because we're having it right now. Okay, so on the next page, we can see a girl, and she's doing something that is not a safe thing to do, but I'm sure it's something that probably everyone has tried to do from time to time. She's climbing up on a chair to climb up on a bookshelf to get down a book at the very tip top. And she says, sometimes it goes missing and I have to find it, but I always find it again, again. I'm gonna guess her parents might have put it up there because she's asked them to read it one too many times. Ooh, the next page has a boy with a book. He's got bright green eyes and curly hair. Who does that make me think of? And he says, I read to the dog, I read to the goldfish, I read to the 17 worms in a jar. Who has a jar of worms? Anybody? Yes, Kendall does. On the next page, we see a boy with glasses. He's looking at the book. He's laying on his tummy. He's got cats, two of them on either side of him. And he says, I read on the couch, on the floor, at the table, on a lap, in the bedroom, you know where. Wait a minute, you know where? Where? Where do you think he means?
In the loo.
I think that must be it. I think he's in the potty. Oh my goodness, this one is interesting. This looks like this person has her book and she's squished in next to other people because she's on a subway. You know what a subway is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the thing that goes under the cities and people can sit in it. It's the train. Yeah, it's a train, an underground train. And she says, on the porch, in the park, on a bench, in a tree, on the bus, on the subway, my book and me. Which means she's read it in a tree. Can you imagine climbing up into a tree and having enough balance to sit comfortably in the tree and read a book at the same time? She's got some skills. Whoa, her book is very interesting. It looks like maybe it's, I'm gonna guess it's Snow White because I see a bunch of grumpy looking dwarves and a pretty lady who's sleeping. She better wake up. Oh, this boy, he is in a seafaring vessel. At least that's what my imagination says. He's got a pirate hat on and the Jolly Roger, which is what we call the flag of the pirates, the one with the skull and the crossbones on it. It's black. And he's in a wheelchair, but I'm gonna guess he's pretending that he's in a boat on the ocean because he is 100% dressed up like a pirate. And he says, I move like the characters, groove like the characters, dress like the characters, guess who I am. And I'm gonna say he must be a pirate. He's even got a big earring in his ear. Who do you think he is?
Probably B-Boom.
Billy Bones. Yes, that's a great pirate. I love it.
Or Long John Silver.
Or Long John Silver. There's another good one.
No, I know it's Long John Silver because Long John... Spoiler alert, Long John Silver only has one leg.
That's true. If he were alive now, I'm sure he would probably need a wheelchair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving on. In the next picture, we see a very fancy hat on this little girl, and she says, I know every word. They're right here inside me. I say them out loud whenever I want. In the next page, we see a girl who has also got that cat cuddled up next to her, and she's looking at her book. She's not looking with her eyes. She's looking with her hands. That's right. This girl is using Braille. Do you know what Braille is? Mm-mm. Okay, it is, do you know? Kendall knows. Can you explain it?
If you've ever heard of someone that can't see or they're blind, then it's basically like a language and it's like these little bumps, but they're in dots and they form a special pattern, which means different letters and then they form words. So they feel like the blind people can feel them with their fingers and then they can tell what it is.
Brilliant. That's how they read, is by these bumps. Isn't that fascinating? And she says, I don't hear you call. I can't come right now. I'm too far away in the world of my book. Has anybody ever read a book and gotten so involved in their book that they can't hear anybody reach out to them or talk to them or ask them for something? You were so engrossed in your book, which means involved and consumed by interest in your book. And here's another little girl. This one looks like she's a very... This one looks like a very little girl. She's got tiny little pigtails. And she says, this is my book, my favorite book. I wake and I take it. I sleep and I keep it. And it looks like a really cute book about a baby chick, maybe? You think?
That chick there has a family of swans, but it's not.
Ooh, you think it's the ugly duckling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. But you can tell that she's very little because if she's sleeping with her book, sometimes they're soft. And here's another kid and he says, do you have a book? A favorite book? A book that you love the way I love mine? and he's holding onto his book nice and tight.
There's Cherry, but there's not one specific book.
Well, he was the last one in the book, but he can get us thinking, what is your favorite book? I don't know. We've discussed it, but maybe there'll be a second book that we like as we get older.
It's that book because it has all the books.
It did have a lot.
The books in the book.
You know what's interesting is that I think as you get older, your tastes might change and you might find another book that you love even more. Like I love the little golden books, but then when I was like your age, I started reading a book called The Magician's Nephew, and I loved that book even more. And then, from the Chronicles of Narnia. And then when I got older, I read even more books, and I had other favorite authors. And I feel like as long as you stay reading, you will always find something interesting and something worth discussing. What do you guys think? You'll stay reading? Okay. And that, our friends, is all together. You want to say it with me? The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.